a fantastic time. And here's the title of the album. Was called West of Yesterday, came out on Warner Western Records, and let's listen to the title song, West of Yesterday, with Don Edwards.
In the evening's twilight, melancholy shadows stray down the trail of memory from west of yesterday. The night's a time for thinking back to days of long ago, and my favorite cowboy hero and that famous horse he rode. They rode the open range out across the silver screen, over sawdust trails and purple sage, and in a young man's dream. Dreams don't last forever, but memories never die. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix will always ride. Remember his last sundown, he watched a crimson desert sky. Do you think he knew the morning doves were singing their last goodbye? Do you think he chose this place to die? Did he plan his destiny? The answer's in the desert wind, where his spirit still rides free. He rides on heaven's range, beyond the mountain's purple haze, over stardust trails and golden clouds, in that land of endless days. It's the land where dreams come true and memories come alive. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix will always ride. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix and Tony will always rise.
Good to the last chime there. Don Edwards with West of Yesterday, the title of his album that we made for Warner Western. And I've got to say a couple of things here. Don and I almost crossed paths back in Boston when I was starting out. The star of the Hayloft Jamboree was this great yodeler named Elton Britt. And the fiddler on our first album that Bill Keith and I made was a man named Herb Hooven. And not too long after that, Don Edwards, his father was working in the Boston area, and Don was living there, and he got to know Elton Britt and also Herb Hooven, and it was just a fluke of fate that we never met back then, and an even further fluke that we met finally through Nancy Griffith and the Other Voices album. And then when we went down to Fort Worth, as I say, there were these musicians that he knew, and they were all steeped in the Western tradition. And I didn't want to come on like a guy from Nashville who had all the answers to all their problems. And one fella in particular in the band, I could tell, was a veteran, and his name was Tom Morell. They called him the Wolf, and he was a crusty guy. He had a no-pedal steel guitar. It had an ashtray bolted to it and a place for a beer, and lots of scars on it, and a few scars on him, too. And I knew that I had to win this man over, and you could hear his playing on that beautiful, beautiful steel guitar back of Don's voice. And when we got through the first day, we had a very good day. Don was singing so effortlessly. Everybody was playing so beautifully. And it was about 110 degrees out there on the sidewalk in Fort Worth when we got out of the studio. And it was obviously time for something cold to drink. And we got to the bar. And before I could do it, Tom Morell bought me a beer. And that beer meant more to me. The respect that he was giving me. And sadly, he's gone now. But I will always remember that moment. And the other guys, the fiddle players, Snuffy Elmore and Bob Boatwright, had been part of the Bob Wills, the Texas Playboys band. Rich O'Brien, the guitar player, is one of the leading guitarists in the Western style. So it was a great experience for me to make this record with Don. And it won the Wrangler Award, which is the highest award this Western music can get, from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. So I'm very proud of this record. So let's listen to another piece from that album. And this is I Wanted to Die in the Desert.
I wanted to die in the desert. I planned it for 20 years. Alone with my God and my conscience, and not a sky pilot near. I meant what I said when I doped it. It threw a spell over me. The mesas, the sand, and the deadness was a place I wanted to be. I've roamed, traveled all over. I've stood on the brink of hell. I wooed it, I coaxed it, and I fought it. I was caught in its deadly spell. That I'd go to the desert to find my home, the snakes, the coyotes to watch over me, my headstone, a lone yucca pole. The death that I've cheated so often, it has pulled its freight into town. I can't get back to the desert. I am broke, not a penny I'm down. Life is a burden and not worth a while. I'll play that ace up my sleeve. It's poison, quick stuff, St. Peter. Adios to the world I leave. throw my old hide in the cactus, out where the desert wind moans. I wanted to die in the desert, where the buzzards can peck all my bones. Oh.
There you have it. I Wanted to Die in the Desert, Don Edwards, with the all-star band down there in Fort Worth, from the album West of Yesterday, which, as I said, was the recipient of the Wrangler Award from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. And that was a great moment in my life when I went out there to get that award. So it seems right at this point, all of a sudden, I was being drawn to the West and Western music. And my friend Pat Alger had teamed up with Ian Tyson, and Ian as to write a song. And Ian had, of course, been with his wife Sylvia, a big force in the early folk revival. And then after he and Sylvia broke up, Ian retired out to the West, and he got into raising cutting horses and really got away from music for a while. But when he came back with a bang, and he'd written these songs about the Western life, cowboy life, and he called this album Cowboyography. It came out on a great Canadian label called Stony Plain Records. And so Pat went out to Alberta to write with Ian, and they came back with this song. And let's listen to it. It's called 18 Inches of Rain.
Not a broke horse on the place, a pickup truck won't go, the tractor lost a wheel about a week ago. The wind is from the east, blowing hard across the plains. I'm high and lonesome, waiting for a change. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back. One good old woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. The coffee's kind of bitter. Is it the water or the pot? Until I get to town, I'll make do with what I got. The Copenhagen's running low, I should quit it anyways. Me and this old outfit, we've both seen better days. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back.
One good woman who makes up the difference for everything I like. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue skies, 18 inches of rain. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle. It's easy on your back. One good woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. Just give me clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. Just to give me clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain.
Ian Tyson, 18 Inches of Rain, a song that he wrote with Pat Alger and which got me into making this whole album with Ian. I'd known Ian for a long time. Bill Keith and I went up to Toronto on our very first road trip in 1962 and met Ian and Sylvia then. And then over the years, Bill Keith eventually played in Ian's band, The Great Speckled Bird, and just had known him for many years and was such a pleasure to work with Ian. Like Tom Paxton, his voice has never failed, and his creative spirit has never failed. So we just had a great time making this album. And here's a song that he did that he took the words of a poem by a cowboy poet named Paul Zarzisky, who I didn't know anything about at the time, and he set them to music, changed the words somewhat, and set it to music, and came up with a song about a cowboy who's given it all up called Rodeo Road.
Take a walk with me, he said, down by the river. Got something to show you, something I want you to see. What the hell for, she said, it just leads to more grieving. I see you're packed and you're leaving on the rodeo road. One more time, please walk with me to the bridge on the threw down our pennies and we wished on the stars. And she hesitated, too many nights she had waited. It had got so she hated the rodeo road. He said, I brought along my rigging bag, my spurs, my shafts, and saddle. 'Cause I know the time has come to let them go. Hold on to me, darling, as I lean out from this trestle. And he dropped him into the waters down below. They stay for a long, long while, till the spell it was broken. Then they walk to the antler bar, hand in hand in the rain. And outside the windside, inside the jukebox crack, he'd made his last ride on the rodeo road. But she'll always be his own, his very first lover, the rodeo road.
What a singer, Ian Tyson, the rodeo road that he wrote with